Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We're picking up with day three of our Anxious for Nothing devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, and then I'm also going to read the Devo. If you can't tell, I'm out of breath. And if you can hear this, or if you're watching on YouTube, this is the sound of a wonderful iced coffee. Perfect. I honestly didn't do what I wanted it to do sound-wise, and now I'm embarrassed. Anyways, okay. The scripture is Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. And am I noticing a theme here? Was the first day of this plan's verse Philippians 4, 4? And then day two was Philippians 4, 5, and now Philippians 4, 6. Is Philippians, that's what it is. Is Philippians just the king of helping us through stress, worry, control issues, anxiety? Maybe it is. Anyways, okay, here we go. Philippians 4, chapter 6. I'm sorry. Philippians chapter 6, verse 4. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. The devotional is titled, Present Your Requests to God. In Luke 18, verses 1 through 8, Jesus told a parable about a persistent widow who went before an unjust judge. The woman so pestered the judge that he finally agreed to her request just to get her to go away. Jesus ended the parable saying, Will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? What are you to make of this parable? Is God a reluctant judge? Are you a marginalized widow? Is prayer a matter of pestering God until he breaks down and gives you what you want? No, this is a parable of contrast, not comparison. God is not like the judge in the story. He is not reluctant in answering the prayers of his people. As a child of the king, you can turn to him at any moment. He never places you on hold or tells you to call again later. God loves the sound of your voice. I'm going to say it again. God loves the sound of your voice. Always. He doesn't hide when you call. He doesn't ignore your call. He hears your prayers. But why present your request to him at all? What's the purpose when he already knows what you're going to ask? Prayer is actually for our benefit. It allows us to act in faith on what we know about his character. When you pray in specific ways and you see God respond in specific ways, your faith grows. You come to trust that God will always be there for you, even in the midst of the most anxiety-producing moments. Prayer is simply a conversation with your Heavenly Father. You place your anxieties in his hands and remind him and yourself of the promises he has made in his word. You find a promise that fits your problem and you build your prayer strategy around it. These prayers of faith touch the heart of God and activate the angels of heaven. Miracles are set into motion. You experience less consternation and more supplication. Fewer anxious thoughts, more prayer-filled thoughts. Thanksgiving is the means God uses to help you take the focus off of yourself and put your focus on to him. Gratitude is a powerful weapon in the arsenal against anxiety because it leads you out of the land of if only and into the land of already. The anxious heart says, Lord, if only I had this, that, or the other, I'd be okay. The grateful heart says, Lord, you've already given me this, that, and the other thing. Thank you for your blessings, God. Christ-based contentment will turn you into a strong person. It helps you realize that since no one can take your Christ, no one can take your joy. Failure can't steal your joy because Jesus is greater than your sin. Disappointments can't steal your joy because even though your plans may not work out, God's plans always will work out. Not even death can steal your joy because Jesus has even conquered death itself. What you have in Christ is greater than anything you don't have. Ooh. I'm going to say that loud. What you have in Christ is greater than anything that you don't have. You have God who is crazy about you and the forces of heaven to monitor and protect you. You have the living presence of Jesus within you. In Christ, you have everything. So anchor your hearts to the character of God. Treat each anxious thought with a grateful one and prepare yourself for a new day of joy. Are we feeling that? Because I am. Man, there's just a few paragraphs in here that really just stuck out to me. A lot of the stuff we already all know, and it's good to be reminded of, but I love that line that what you have in Christ is greater than anything you don't have, which leads us to having a thankful heart and a mindset that's filled with gratitude, because we have a net positive no matter what. We're always in the positives because what we have in Jesus. And so now we can take those problems that we're having, whether it's a fear, an anxiety, a lack, a worry, a need, a desire, we can take those things to God. And based on his character, we can build a prayer strategy that will circle that situation. And the reason why we circle it is because we want to make sure that we paint God in his right light around that prayer. Because of course, God keeps all of his promises. But there's so many promises that sometimes you and I can cling to that he didn't make us. And so that's why it's important for us to know his promises, to know his character, to know how to pray a circle around our situations. And there was just another thing in here that really stuck out to me. It was just this idea of how so many of us can live in that world of if only. Lord, if only I had that, then things would be right. And I am so guilty of this. We all are to a certain extent. But man, that's a tough one to swallow, because it's like, yes, I know I can be selfish in my prayer life, but to have it read out loud and for me just to be able to look myself in the mirror, look myself in the eye and say, man, I do that. I'm like, God, if only I had this, but I want to press pause and rewind that for you real quick. You ready? I'm looking at God who gave me everything and saying, but if only I had that. But if only I had that thing, God, if only that person or that situation or that career or that car or this future, if only I had that, God, then it would be enough. But you're not enough for me right now, God. That's what I'm saying. And that hits deep. It's really deep. Just as an encouragement, let's battle these anxious thoughts. Let's do what scripture tells us to do, to pray about everything, to know God's character, build a prayer strategy around our problems, to not just sweep them under the rug, because we will trip over that rug, right? So let's build a strategy around this thing. Let's fill that strategy with God's character and his word, stuff we know about God, and let's go to battle with these thoughts and these things that we all struggle with together. I'm going to pray, sign out. Lord, help us pester you. You are enough for us, God. There's nothing that can be added into us that would make us greater, God. You are the ultimate thing, and we have it. We have you, God. Help us to realize that. Help us to operate like we're always in a net positive experience because we have you. We received you. Help us not belittle what we have in you, Lord, but also help us to not belittle the problems that we have. Lord, we do have many, and some of them are things that maybe we brought on ourselves or sinful nature. Maybe just the world is hard. And thank you that you don't get annoyed with us whenever we bring those things to you. Lord, would you reveal your character to us in those situations that we're afraid to bring to you? Maybe we're afraid of your answered prayer for that situation, over that circumstance, whatever that may be, God. Would you help us run to you as a good father? But help us run to you on the basis of your goodness and not our fear. Help us run into your arms because we trust you. We believe the best in you, God. Help us to treat prayer like a first response and not a last reaction, Lord. We love you and we honor you and we pray in your son's name. Amen. Amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. Sayonara.